Well, I'm sitting here with Chuck Lee at the National Farm Broadcasters Association, and he is the head of corn for Syngenta. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
So, obviously, we have lots of investment in corn. We have lots of exciting things just this year that are coming out in the corn space. And probably one of the most exciting is our AgriSure Artesian technology. It's a drought-tolerant technology. It provides season-long drought protection. And it's really been an effective trait. And we have more than 1,000 farmer strip trials out this year. And in those strip trials, it increased yields by up to 15% in moderate to severe drought environments. So that's pretty substantial for a grower that has the risk of drought or has been damaged by drought, that may have low subsoil moisture, and they got to worry about coming back with corn again. How are they going to get the maximum yield out of that field? This technology really enables them to have the confidence to go out and plant another corn crop. And obviously with the price of corn, I think all of us want to plant some more corn. I mean, it's going to be obviously a lot of acres, I think, in the coming year.
What are you guys doing to kind of get this new technology and this new information out to your consumers?
Obviously, it is new, so this will be the first year we'll have quantities of it for sale. So obviously we're doing lots of PR, lots of discussions like we're having today. But I think that strip trial data, I mean, that's the hard evidence that says to a grower that this does work. You know, I think we've heard lots of, I think in the past, I used to be a product manager in corn for a long time in my career, and we had products that we'd say, oh, have good drought tolerance, and we had a kind of a code word, we called them workhorse hybrids, and what that always meant in my mind was they won't yield when conditions are good. They might work under drought, but they won't yield when conditions are good, and I think that's the difference we have with Artesian, is we took racehorse kind of genetics, so very high yielding genetics that work well when it rains, and took genes and stuck in those plants that provide drought tolerance. And so we maximize yield when it rains. We increase yield by 15% when it doesn't. And so a grower's protected in any, you know, in all the environments that he may be exposed to or thrown at him in the coming season. And we never know, do we? It might rain a lot next year, and it might not. And with this technology, a grower can have confidence going into plant in both those kind of situations.
Sounds like some awesome information and awesome technology for the consumer and as well as the producer on the other side as well. Looking into the future, is there anything that you guys are getting your feet wet in, some products that we could be seeing on the lines or some things you're doing a little research on?
Yeah, so we have another product that is just about to deregulate in the USDA. We think it's going to come in about January. It's called AgriSure Duracade, and it's a rootworm trait. And I think why it's important and why we want to talk about it today is it has a novel mode of control, which means it provides a different mode of action than what's available today. And certainly Iowa and Illinois have stated that they've seen resistance to rootworm traits. And so this would enable that grower who has a rootworm problem and has severe in that part of the country, we have severe rootworm problems in a lot of fields, to go out with confidence that he's not going to get a damaged crop, that his corn's going to be standing when he goes to pick it. So AgriSure Duracade provides that second mode of action, and it's also very, very effective. According to the USDA studies, it provided 99.9% reduction in beetle emergence, which was better than any trait in the market. So very, very effective control. In fact, we believe it will provide the best below-ground insect control of any product in the marketplace today. In addition to Duracade, though, we do sell Force Insecticide, and we are selling more Force Insecticide for rootworm control, even on top of a trait. For growers in Illinois, you know, western Indiana, Iowa, that have very severe rootworm pressure, we're combining an insecticide like Force with traited corn, so rootworm traited corn, to really maximize yield on those farms and assure they get a good, healthy, standing crop. And that kind of root protection also provides drought tolerance, right? So the more roots you protect, the more water you can take out of the soil, the better drought tolerance you get. So I think it's integration of those kind of thinking that Syngenta's good at, and we combine some new traits like Duracade or Artesian that we can combine together to really help a grower get the most out of his field, the most out of his investment that he has every year.
Well, again, thank you, Chuck. With Syngenta, he is head of the corn division there. I am Jamie Johansson.